Well, this guy ate snakes.
Oh.
Yeah, and people maybe, I don't know, where he bought them or caught them or whatever. But he was known as a snake eater, and they named his road Snake Eater.
Is that right?
Right.
Did you ever hear of the dragonfly called? The reason I asked is I wondered if it was had anything to do with the dragonfly. You know, a dragonfly is called the snake feeder sometimes.
No, there's two species or more.
Mm-hmm.
And a dragonfly has got a long body. Maybe I expect it to be 4 inches.
Yeah.
With quite a wing spread. And a fairly good sized body. Maybe it's a lot larger than your little finger. And they play in the marsh or around lakes and things, you know.
Yeah.
The snake eater's got white. Snake doctor. Yeah. Well, they've got white colored wings with white spots on them, and they're smaller. They're smaller species than the dragonfly.
Oh, really?
Yes, much smaller.
Uh-huh.
But they're very active around the marshes, and we'd call it bulrush, and edge of lakes and things.
Uh-huh. How about a large road? Like, what would you call this road out here?
This is called a highway.
Right.
Highway 115.
Right. Now, how about a road that would come off this road?
Well, that's just plain old dirt road, unless it had a particular name.
Do you have any roads around here that you call farm-to-market roads?
No.
That term isn't common at all?
Not in this area.
Okay.
No.
How about a small road or path, really, or something that you drive your cattle down to take them out to the pasture?
Well, it'll be a cattle path.
All right.
And however, now this Appalachian Trail, you know, it goes from Georgia to Maine, which is very plain in places this day.
Yeah.
Very much worn.
When you think of a trail, though, you're really thinking more of something that people, a footpath.
Yes, well, that was a common thing way back in the early days.
Uh-huh.
Well, we know the directions, know the trail if you started off that way. There was one trail down close to Claxton, that's down near Savannah.
Yeah.
It's called the Rum Trail.
Is that right?
That's right.
Why was it called that?
Some old guy, I think, was loaded with rum and got off in the backwoods.
Is that right?
Probably got lost. It'd be easier for me to. I don't know how he'd.
You know, I meant to tell you, on our way up here, Thomas and I went through Candler. We came up 85 this time. We came
you mean Candler where my son lives?
The town, yeah. We didn't go right through it, but we saw the sign on
85.
So.
Yeah.
Thought I'd mention. How about the road that would come up from off the highway up to your house?
Old driveway.
All right. And in town, place where they have outside next to the street that people can walk along.
Sidewalk.
And have you ever seen places in town where there's grass between the sidewalk and the street?
Yes, Albany is. I forget the name of the street now. Flint Street, Flint Avenue.
Uh huh.
I believe it was. That's where I lived when I worked there. The sidewalk was about, I'd say, approximately 10 foot out from the street.
Yeah.
And then about 10 foot up, then there was a residential section.
Uh-huh.
There's quite a space there.
I know see.
I've got out and just climbed the trees there, maybe on Sundays or something, you know, just sit and watch the traffic.
Uh-huh.
It's very nice and neat. The town looks good with that type of...
Yeah.
Streets and sidewalks.
You don't know if it had a name for it, though, for that kind of grass?
No, carpet grass, yard grass, there's a lot of names for it. It just looked like grass to me.
I got you. All right, how about something you might pick up and at a dog, if a dog was bothering you might...
Oh, yeah, if he's messing up your shrubbery.
Yeah.
Most people, they'd call it chunking something at you.
Uh-huh.